What in the world is the matter with you? What have you been up to?
What have you seen? Said the two men.
Oh, I've seen it wave at me out of the window,
wailed the boy,
and I don't like it.
What window? Said the irritated colonel. Come, pull yourself together, my boy.
The front window it was at the hotel,
said the boy. At this point, Parkins was in favour of sending the boy home, but the colonel refused. He wanted to get to the bottom of it, he said. It was most dangerous to give a boy such a fright as this one had had, and if it turned out that people had been playing jokes, they should suffer for it in some way. And by a series of questions, he made out this story. The boy had been playing about on the grass in front of the Globe with some others. Then they had gone home to their teas, and he was just going when he happened to look up at the front window and see it a-wiving at him. It seemed to be a figure of some sort. In white, as far as he knew, couldn't see its face, but it wived at him, and it warn't a right thing, not to say not a right person. Was there a light in the room? No, he didn't think to look if there was a light. Which was the window? Was it the top one or the second one? The second one it was. The big window, what got two little uns at the sides. Very well, my boy, said the colonel after a few more questions. You run away home now.